This is an important year for the global soil community. The UN's General Assembly announced 2015 as the International Year of Soils, prompting experts working on the issues to raise awareness about one of the world's most important natural resources. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations will lead the International Year, and to move the conversation forward, we are inviting regional soil experts to weigh in on the issues affecting specific regions. For Latin America and the Caribbean, Jan van Wembeke is a senior soils officer for FAO, based in the regional office in Santiago, Chile. Mr. Van Wanbeke, thank you for joining me.
Yes, thank you.
Generally speaking, how well preserved are the soils in the region?
Well, to start with, I'll give you a very brief introduction to here in Latin America and the Caribbean, how we stand. You know, Latin America and the Caribbean has quite a high proportion of available land. Latin America and the Caribbean also receive 30% of the world water resources. And you know, when you talk about soils, you cannot dissociate it from water. The region has only 10% of the global population and 15% of the total world surface area. Finally, Latin America and the Caribbean is a net producer and exporter of food for the world. So this is the importance of the region. Now, how well preserved are soils in the region? Of course, there are some issues of concern, but generally speaking, land for agricultural production, forestry production, livestock production is available, but we have to be careful in how we manage the soil, how we have managed the soil, how we are going to manage the soil. This in view of the various challenges we are facing, which has obviously consequences about our soils.
Now that soils are in the spotlight this year, do you think soil issues in the region have been given enough priority?
No. I would say, generally speaking, no. And not only in the region, I would say worldwide. You know, soils was an important part of the planning process of agriculture, forestry, and livestock production the late last century. But then, due to various factors, the importance of soils, or to have good producing soils, have kept a little bit aside.
Various factors such as?
For instance, we soil scientists have not been able to communicate adequately to decision makers about the importance of soils. In common language, in understandable language, we are trying now to reverse the situation, and this is why we have the Global Soil Partnership Initiative from FAO since 2012. But to answer directly your question, if I find that soil issues are given enough priority, they were considered, but not to the stage where we think it should be considered nowadays in the use and sustainable use of natural resources.
Now that we're talking about soils, how would you sum up the main issues regarding soils in your region?
Number one, soil degradation. In the region, about 14% of the world soil degradation occurs in Latin America and the Caribbean, and it affects directly 150 million people. Soil degradation is in various forms, but the main one being soil erosion. In some areas of the region, it can reach up to 26%. Low fertility is another main issue regarding soils in this region, but as 50%, I mean soils which can be put into production, agricultural production, 50% of those soils suffer from low fertility. 20% of those soils in arid regions, so soils without water, even though the soil might be very good condition, but without water cannot produce. And then finally, 10% suffer from limited drainage. Another main issue regarding soils in the region is that the information about soils is scarce and outdated. We need to update the information of soils so as to bring it again as a major issue of concern on discussion table, on the agenda of governments when we discuss about land resources management in a sustainable perspective.
So why don't we have that information?
Globally, let's say 20, 25 years ago, soils were looked at very closely because there were soil signs around. nowadays, agronomists specialized in soil science are kind of an extinct species. In the academic world, soil science as such is not any longer part of the curriculum. That is one point. The other point is, although there were various initiatives globally updating information, improving on communication, on trying to define elements for policy in the UN conventions, these initiatives were sporadic and spread all around the world. So that is why FAO came up in 2012 with the Global Soil Partnership to bring together all these people and their initiatives so as to work together and to really update that information and to globally come up with a new soil map of the world and to translate what that soil map says in a language which could be understood by decision makers being at local or central level.
And going back to the main issues that you had raised, looking specifically at the region that you're in, what are the main drivers behind these issues? Could you give me some specific examples?
The drivers behind these issues are twofold. I would say that soils are being used extensively and intensively, but not in considering its potential, and therefore you have degradation. Overgrazing is one of the main soil degradation causes, which leads then to soil compaction and soil erosion. And sometimes there is a lack of proper soil management.
How do you think the region can improve on these issues?
First of all, decision makers need to have available updated information. The other point is the extension services. Agricultural extension services have either disappeared or have been really reduced to the minimum. So we need to revitalize these extension services so they can assist the producers, be it a family farmer, being medium-level farmer or producers. We need to assist them in ensuring that whatever the land use they're making of their resources is the appropriate one, and whether appropriate management practices or agricultural practices are being applied.
And what do you see as the biggest challenges to soil preservation and restoration in the region?
Well, 1 centimeter of soil can be lost in about medium level intensity rain if the soil is not well protected. Then we have to make sure that we adequately manage this soil. This is one of the biggest challenges.
What are your concerns if action is not taken?
Well, a major concern if action is not taken, it's very easy to lose 1 centimeter of soil, but to get that soil back thousands and thousands of years. It will mean eventually, and this is one of my concerns, higher production costs, which will then translate into higher levels of food prices. There is an urgent necessity, and this is why we are having now the International Year of Soils, about the importance of soils. This is of everybody's concern, whether at the garden level or at the production level and family sector, tell the industrial producers healthy soils mean healthy life.
Mr. Van Wanbeke, thank you.
You're welcome.